Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The 2017 season has been put to bed. Coming up on the program, sights and sounds of the Giants' regular season finale win against the Washington Redskins. Our legacy interview with Antonio Pierce. But to get things started, my sit-down with new general manager Dave Gettleman. Dave, a return home for you after 15 years with the Giants organization. What enticed you about this job?
It's funny, Bob. You know, I'm a little bit older, as most people know, and some are just enjoying pointing out. And from Boston, which everybody will figure out, you know, everybody around here knows. And, you know, back in the 50s when I got really enamored with football, the Patriots weren't alive yet. You know, the AFL didn't start till 60. So the games that we got in Boston were the Giants and the Browns games. And to think that, you know, as an 8-year-old kid watching the Giants play, to think that I'm here now is, you know, special.
So what does Dave Gettleman's vision of the New York Giants football team look like?
Well, really and truly, Bob, offenses and defenses evolve. Despite the evolution, basic concepts don't change. You got to run the ball, you got to stop the run, and you got to rush the passer. And if you are limited in any one of those three areas, you're going to have a hard time winning. That's where we were when I was here. I think about those Denver Bronco teams that went to the Super Bowl. I think about the Bills teams that went to the Super Bowls and the Panther team that we went to the Super Bowl with in 15. And that's what all those teams could do. They could run, they could stop the run, and they could rush the passer. It doesn't change. It really doesn't change. And the other thing I truly believe in, offense scores points, defense wins championships. You know, I think there's been six matchups in the Super Bowl of the number one offense against the number one defense, and the number one defense is 5-1.
Do you lean one way or another when you think about a possible head coach as far as offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, or does that not necessarily come into your equation when you think head coach?
Well, you know, being a head coach in this league is a CEO job. It's no different than being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Okay, you've got to be a leader, you've got to be able to communicate, you've got to encourage collaboration, you've got to develop a culture. And you've got to be tough. You've got to ask the right question to get to the right answer. You've got to be brutally honest. You have to have a toughness about you in order to win, to succeed. I'm not saying you have to be mean. You just got to be tough, mentally tough, and those are the qualities I'm looking for. We're looking for a smart guy who's got the mental toughness and the leadership skills to lead an organization.
And then obviously, where the Giants are in 2017, you're going to have a high draft pick. Do you believe in flexibility as far as, hey, if there's something that we see, we're willing to move around in order to try to find a player, either trade down, trade up? Not necessarily talking about just that pick.
Right. No, you know, Bob, it's a fair question. In Carolina, I did both. We moved up, we moved back. To answer your question, yes, I firmly believe in the draft that you have to set your board and you need to live with it. If you pass over a guy, you're making a mistake. I don't care how strong you are at a position. If you got, you know, three great defensive ends and all of a sudden there's another great defensive end staring at you in the face, in this day and age, with salary cap and all that stuff, you got to keep replenishing. Okay.
Sort of like when Ernie took Justin Tuck and everyone said, why? You have Strahan and Osi.
Exactly. And you can never have too many great players at a position.
You know, Eli Manning obviously has put two rings on everybody's fingers in this building. And he knows where he is in the arc of his career, and we know how much the New York Giants mean to him. Is that a conversation that you and ownership, you'll sit down and figure out what's next as far as moving forward?
Well, you know, like you said at the top, I was 15 years here, so you know me pretty well. I didn't have great access to film this fall. I'm a film watcher. That's my happy place. Give me a cup of coffee and let me go, and I got a lot of film watching to do. I did get the opportunity to watch the Philly game at the end of the year, and that's the Eli that I know.
Putting together a team, both on the field, with the coaching staff, the team that you want around you. What's the one quality that you want everybody to sort of embody, not just the head coach?
Well, if I go into a room of football coaches and football players, and I ask the question, okay, who likes to win? who's not going to raise their hand? The question that you have to ask is, who hates to lose? Those are the guys that I want.
Dave, welcome back home. Congratulations on being named the new general manager of the Giants.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Dave Gettleman certainly brings a lot of energy to the Giants and experience, and he is fast about his work looking for a new head coach for the Big Blue. When we come back on the program, Madeline Burke and Brandon London will join us. All that and much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Brandon, when you were growing up, did you have any trading cards?
Yeah, of course. Deion Sanders, must have. Jerry Rice, receiver. And then me and my brother used to get into it about the Joe Montana card.
I mean, those are all solid cards. Mm-hmm. Those are prized possessions right there. But the trading card game's changed a little bit.
It has changed. Thanks to Panini, trading cards have gone digital.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I got a chance to go into the locker room and see what the Giants players think of their cards.
What's up, Giants fans? Do you collect cards? Well, thanks to Panini Blitz, trading cards have now gone digital. Let's go into the locker room and see what the guys have to say about their cards. You know, Evan Engram, back in my day, back in the good old days, we used to collect trading cards. Now, Panini Blitz has you on a digital trading card. How's that feel, man?
That's pretty cool. I had a couple trading cards back in the day, too.
What do you think of this picture here?
It's a good pick. I look hard, I look tough. It's a good one.
What's going on in this play? Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was against Chicago. Caught a little shallow route. Made one guy miss, as you can see. Almost scored. Almost there.
Dalvin Tomlinson, you probably have the fanciest trading card out of all of the guys. You got the arms out. Like, what's going on in this pick?
Man, you know, just one of those days as a defensive tackle, you know. You got to flex your arms every now and again, you know.
If you could have a digital card of any player in the history of the NFL, who would it be?
Jerry Rice.
Hands down.
Hands down. That's my favorite receiver.
Who would that be?
Probably Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
Yeah.
I feel like Odell's digital card would be sick. If I ever come across one of those, I mean, he's definitely going to go down as one of the best.
When you were a kid, what trading cards did you collect?
I had a little notebook. I had all types of cards in there. I even had Pokemon cards in there. But, yeah, I had some NFL ones, too.
You got a lot of people trading your card. They're digitally trading you out there as a card.
It's really cool to see my card circling around. People are getting excited about my trading card.
You know what guy's card I'm curious to see is Tavares King.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about his card, but I do know a little bit more about him after we went 50 yards presented by Quest Diagnostics. TK, first of all, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food, probably hibachi. I love hibachi.
Hibachi, that's a good choice. Favorite thing to do on an off day?
On an off day, just relax, chill, probably get a massage, just take care of the body.
All right, you've got tattoos.
Uh-huh.
What was your first tattoo you ever got?
First tattoo I got was right here, truly blessed. It was on the inside of my arms. I think I was 17, my mom went with me.
You was? Yeah. Oh my gosh, and you are truly blessed here in the NFL. What's your favorite movie of all time, if you could watch a movie tonight?
Oh, definitely Gladiator.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Oh yeah.
All right, now if you could go out on the town with three celebrities, dead or alive, anyone, who would it be?
Michael Jordan, LeBron, and then I would have to go J-Lo.
All right. Well, this has been 50 Yards with Tavares King presented by Quest Diagnostics.
Truly blessed.
Those tattoos. And then if he got to go to dinner with those three.
Oh, yeah.
He would definitely be truly blessed. What a meal that would be. That would be pretty solid.
Classic.
Classic indeed. All right. We'll keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Antonio Pierce left his mark on the New York Giants. Spent this past year as an assistant coach, but AP was a rock for Big Blue as the Giants won Super Bowl 42. He's the focus of this week's Legacy Interview.
Smell greatness in the air today. You can smell greatness in the day today.
Antonio was the guy that knew the play before the ball was snapped. He was so smart as a middle linebacker.
Six!
I mean, talk about the quarterback of the defense.
Pass, Sammy!
He was an actual general out there on the field.
Weak blitz white!
Antonio Pierce joined the Giants in 2005 after playing 4 years with the Big Blues NFC East rival, the Washington Redskins.
Takes the snap, handoff, ball is loose, picked up by the Giants, Antonio Pierce, and he runs it in for a touchdown!
In 2007, Big Blue hired new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. But after losing their first two games of the season, Antonio Pierce and the Giants would right the ship, reeling off their next six wins.
Intercepted by Pierce at the 32, running right to the 20. Antonio Pierce gets his first interception of the season.
I give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit because he was the centerpiece that started the ball rolling in the right direction. You know, he took a lot on his plate to kind of make sure that he was the extension of Coach Spags on the football field. And I think at that point, that's when we really started to roll.
Under pressure from Pierce, and he gets sacked by Antonio Pierce. Back at the 13-yard line, first sack of the season. Pierce jumped on his back.
As the 2007 postseason began, Antonio Pierce and the Road Warrior Giants traveled to Tampa for the NFC wildcard game. After handling the Buccaneers 24-14, the stage was set for the highly anticipated third meeting between Big Blue and Big D.
I was ready to do whatever it took in that game to make sure we won.
A blitz from the Giants. Romo's in trouble and goes down.
High drama in Big D. 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. R.W. McCorder.
You can't say enough about this Giants team and what they just accomplished and the way that they played and what they had to do at the end to win this game.
We can be Jerry and the Cowboys in Jerry's world. Nothing better than that.
In the frigid NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field in Green Bay the following week, the Packers led the Giants by 1 point late in the first half and were threatening to add a touchdown to widen their lead when Big Blue's middle linebacker stepped up to save the day.
Favre out of the shotgun, barks out signals, takes the snap and drops back. Screen set up left.
Recognize the screen, I'm like, oh man, we're in trouble. And I remember seeing the lineman already kind of having a couple steps on me, and I'm like, I just got to shoot it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make the play, but if I don't shoot it, it's an easy touchdown.
Completion, and then it's stood up by Antonio Pierce, who makes the play at the 19-yard line with a blocker on his back.
You talk about a great play by Antonio Pierce. And look what he's got out in front of him. I mean, there's three blockers, and yet he's able to go through them.
It should have been a touchdown. It should have been that type of play that breaks our back, and yet it was the type of play that broke their back. And again, it's Antonio Pierce. I wasn't too surprised.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way.
I remember just watching the ball go. And when that thing went straight down the middle, I said, oh my.
And how the distance it is?
Good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl.
To me, one of the greatest kicks in Giants history. Game over. We did it.
February the 3rd, 2008, at stake the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo's game plan was to rush the Patriots quarterback nonstop. And with Pierce leading the Giants defense, it was executed to near perfection.
Brady took another hit.
He is getting rattled.
The hits, the sacks, the pressures, the disguises. We were doing that bad boy like an orchestra. If we played the perfect game, that was about as close as it was probably besides two plays.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone. And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
As soon as that final horn went off and the confetti came down, everybody in the world saw us do something that nobody believed in. The best part about it all happening, it's unforgettable.
Read it, New York! Read it, New York! World champions, baby! Write that down!
You're not a former Super Bowl champion, you're a champion for life. And when you can go a decade and still be talked about and still live the moment with your guys, because you know what those 53 guys were thinking, how they felt, what they went through, to come full circle and enjoy that again and relive it, it's amazing.
We wish Antonio Pierce the best as a coach with the Arizona State Sun Devils. When we come back on the program, sights and sounds of the Giants win against the Redskins as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. 2017 didn't go as planned for the New York Giants, but the season ended on a high note with the Giants knocking off the Washington Redskins. Here are the sights and sounds of the Big Blue season finale.
One last time, baby, them Giants scrapping it all, baby. Hey, Giants, Redskins, we here.
Hey. Game day. Last game of the year, New Year's Eve. Might as well start this with a great win. End the year right, going to the new year. Let's get it.
Hey, this is the last time we get to do this together. Yeah. As a full family, as a brotherhood. Let's make it count. Let's make it count, baby. I love y'all. Let's do it. RB's on three. One, two, three.
RB. Manning on a long count. Hands it off for Darkwa. Squeezes off the right side. Across the 35. Breaks the tackle to midfield. He's to the 40. It's a foot race. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 75 yards for Elise Darkwa. Third and seven from the Washington 28. Back to throw his Cousins. Blitzes on. He throws one to his right. Intercepted by the Giants. Shepherd on the interception, and he gets tackled at the 19-yard line.
Hey, I ain't gonna get tackled. Hey, I'm like, don't hit me.
Hey. First Giant linebacker interception since 2014.
No.
Yours truly.
Is that last one, Will?
No. Mine was the last one.
The sideline?
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph and Sharp stacked in the slot left. Manning back, looks, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Hunter Sharp. A 16-yard touchdown strike from Eli Manning, and the Giants now lead it 12-0.
You guys, amen. Doing a hell of a job.
Let's keep it
Make
up.
Sure you get the guard step inside footwork, get that vertical, so we can knock him back and in when he hits the hip. Just don't torque him, otherwise he's going to get picked.
Okay. Second and eight, Cousins under pressure. Sidearms run intercepted over the middle by Kelvin Shepherd. His second pick of the day for Shepherd, and he goes down at the Washington 28.
That's a great play by Shepherd. You know, again, Cousins sidesteps the rusher, but Shepherd undercuts the receiver.
Hey,
you come to the BB room anytime, brother.
Hey, get ready now.
Go back.
Hey,
man,
I need defensive player of the week or something like that.
And in his 14th season, the two-time Super Bowl MVP has led the Giants to an 18-10 win. And the New York Giants get their third win of the year, so they do not finish the year winless in the conference or the division.
Or at home.
Listen, first thing, I'm not going to be long. I'm going to make sure before I leave here, I hug everybody. That's number one, so don't leave without me getting a hug. I greatly appreciate everything everybody did. Here's what I want us all to take from this now. Don't ever stop chasing this feeling. Because anytime you can stand here in an NFL locker room after a win, it means something. Because so much goes into it, right, man? It doesn't matter what happened before. We don't care about what happens going forward, right? Enjoy this. That's what it's all about. You guys work too hard. I appreciate every man in here. I respect every guy that plays in the NFL because I know it's hard, right? I want to leave you with the final one here. I said this to you guys before, right? And then we'll get a break. Remember, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Amen. You guys feel me?
Yeah.
A big giant pride. Let's go.
Game ball to Spags.
I love it.
Giant pride.
One, two, three.
Giant pride.
I had to get one. I had to get one, right?
Obviously, Coach Spags meant a lot to the players, and they meant a lot to him, and he stepped in a pretty tough spot and did a really cool job for the New York Giants. And Spags, one of the real good people in the National Football League. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Giant ownership and new general manager Dave Gettleman hard at work lining up interviews and interviewing candidates for the head coaching job with the New York Giants. You know, one of the things that I got from talking with Dave Gettleman is the Giants won't be scared off if they're interested in a candidate that goes deep into the postseason and maybe even the Super Bowl. Because as Dave Gettleman said, we need the right man for the job, a CEO who's going to bring that tough-mindedness to the New York Giants. And that's what this football team needs right now. They need clear direction in that locker room, and a new head coach can certainly follow the marching orders that Dave Gettleman has, and he is clearly already making his imprint on the organization. And that's my perspective. It's going to be a busy offseason for Big Blue, so make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.